Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and my guest today is Brian Lee, Chief Public Health Informatics Officer within the Office of Public Health Scientific Services within CDC. So, Brian, emerging health information technology improvements offer a tremendous potential to improve the timeliness, quality, quantity, and efficiency of public health data, which you've highlighted in our discussion. I was wondering, what is being done to improve health information technology policy engagement and awareness across the federal enterprise? And more importantly, what are you doing in the area of health information technology as relates to public health informatics?
Sure. So we're working to leverage developments in EHR systems and the push for interoperability that allows public health to tap into data from healthcare automatically and use the same standards the healthcare. So it's not using custom one-offs for public health. It's able to use the same standard that healthcare is developing to exchange data among themselves. And now there's a way to intelligently route that to public health and answer the questions we have. And one of the primary ways we've done that is working with the Office of the National Coordinator's Health IT Policy and Standards Committees to find those interoperability points that public health can tap into.
So what are you doing to systematically engage health information technology and electronic health record vendors regarding informatics technologies and tools that can advance surveillance systems and practices?
So one large initiative sponsored by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is called the Digital Bridge Initiative. So it brings together health IT developers such as EHR vendors, large health systems, and also public health to exchange data, identify standards, identify the data of interest, and have that be shared across public health and healthcare. So it's not hundreds of small decisions. It's agreeing on what the right data elements are that can be exchanged. One of the big initiatives that's led here in our CCEL Center by Dr. Bill McKenzie is the electronic initial case reporting. What that does is allows healthcare to automatically send the initial data on reportable diseases from healthcare to the right state and local health jurisdiction that then begins an investigation on reportable disease to help states more rapidly respond to diseases within their jurisdiction.
Yeah, one of the things in prepping for our conversation, it became clear to me that you are a truly passionate advocate for agile, collaborative, and transparent informatics practices that really serve to closely integrate informatics with public health programs within CDC and beyond. How do you do it?
So a lot of this is driven on my past experience as a software developer, where so much of the software worked on was open source, and that's just where you got the best software. You get the best output and highest quality stuff. So there's a ton of people. There's many people working within public health that are trying to shift public health's culture, specifically CDC's culture, to a culture of innovation. So that's, in many cases, demonstrating and showing off how transparency speeds up how we adopt tools or how we use them better, how we write software, and helps us make great products by connecting us to the users that use them. For me, that involves a lot of communication. So it's communication across across, up, down, with many different roles within public health. It's a lot of training and workforce development, helping people find the right classes. How do you find the right MOOC, the massively open online course, and have that be appropriate for different skill levels or different career levels? It also means mixing in design principles, like when you're thinking of a new set of software, you're thinking of a new service, you default to open, where when you start new projects, you really walk the walk by coding our systems in a secure open source way that helps other people learn by watching how we do it and see what's successful for them. It also makes what we build easier to reuse and test, or just to check in and see how the progress is going. So you can sort of look into the fishbowl and see the code being written over time. And probably most importantly, there's a lot of mentorship and peer networking. So that's connecting with people at various stages in informatics career or surveillance career, epidemiology career. And those are experts as well as people wanting to learn, and then cycling through that over and over and continuing those conversations and that communication.
Hmm. So, Brian, what potentially disruptive innovations are you monitoring that have an impact on public health? And more importantly, how do you connect and align informatics activities to the public health priorities of today?
Sure. So, of course, the ability to use new analytical methods is probably the most important facet of of public health, the data analysis. But we have some new advances like bioinformatics and advanced molecular detection of disease that are helping us have higher data quality and more specificity. You look at cloud as a definite disruptive innovation. It's a maturing trend outside of public health and industry that CDC is trying to use to reduce our cost, increase the timeliness, and improve the security of our data.
So, you know, earlier we spoke about CDC's surveillance strategy, and now I'd like to get your perspective on biosurveillance systems in general. What is being done to strengthen these systems for enhanced situational awareness? And what are some of the current challenges for collecting biosurveillance information? And more importantly, are there any tools available to improve situational awareness and encourage ongoing monitoring during public health emergencies?
Sure. So one of those initiatives I mentioned that CDC runs, it's called the National Syndromic Surveillance Program, that its mission is to work to improve situational awareness and our responsiveness to hazardous events and disease outbreaks. That's led here by Dr. Paula Yoon in the Division of Health Informatics and Surveillance and her team. One of the challenges, the volume of data being shared by EHR to public health is vast. It's truly big data. And in many cases, a lot of variability in the chief complaint, unstructured, semi-structured data. So one of the new activities is standing up a community of practice that allows syndromic surveillance epidemiologists and practitioners to collaborate and test new syndrome definitions. So when something like MERS or Zika occurs, that community of practice can be used to try to identify and extract from that syndromic surveillance data from EHR what actually is an event or is an element and what is not. And CDC's BioSense platform actually makes those tools available in a secure cloud that then more rapidly collects, lets us evaluate, share, and store that biosurveillance data in what is many cases a partnership with the jurisdictions where that data is being generated.
That's great. So what are you doing to foster the availability and innovative use of open health data to improve public health? And how do you balance accessibility and data security?
So CDC is like much of federal government, is moving towards the use of common and familiar APIs or application programming interfaces for sharing our open data. In particular, we have a website, data.cdc.gov, that lets the public find and work with data in many different formats. So it's whatever format is easier for that researcher or easier for that app developer. Those APIs allow them to interface with it and pull that down. Before any data is shared publicly, it has to meet a rigorous privacy and security review to make sure only appropriate information, such as the weekly notifiable disease counts, are shared. And of course, no protected health information is ever shared through open APIs or goes into our open data sets.
What does the future hold for public health surveillance? I will ask Brian Lee, Chief Public Health Informatics Officer at the Office of Public Health Scientific Services within CDC, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.